lost the game. So I didn't make enough plays, help the team win, and that's the bottom line. You're judged on wins and losses. We lost the game, so I didn't play well enough.
How did this team defend you compared to what New Orleans did to you last
week? I mean, pretty much the same way. You know, they mixed up the coverages, played deep sometimes, played up most of the time, but we did make them pay once when they did play up, and you know, that's the thing. Teams are going to give us different looks because we're doing different things. So it's just a matter of us going out and executing.
They talked about wanting to be very physical with you, knowing that you're going to run around, do some things. Did you think – your coach mentioned that the physicality crossed the line. Did you feel as if they were overly physical with you or more physical than the Saints were?
I don't think they were any more physical. We're men. We play this game. There's no boys on that field, so – I don't think anybody can say it's too physical. As far as the out-of-handness of the game, I think it did get out of hand, but you know, that's not my job to enforce that. It got out of hand. We fought and clawed with them. Unfortunately, we didn't come out on top.
Robert, did you think they were at any times taking, you don't want to say cheap shots, but it looked like they were trying to hit you late?
I can't say anything about that. Sure, I got hit late a couple times, but I mean, I can't refer to anything after that.
You know, the way this offense is being run, and as often as you're running it as part of the design, I mean, it just seems like you're going to have games like this. There's going to be a lot of hit.
You just got to be prepared for it. You know, they dared us to run it. We ran it. We moved the ball on them. We scored points. We just didn't score enough points. So it's like I said, if teams want to get physical with us or per se me, you know, bring it on.
At the interception at the end of the half, you took a big shot on the play before that. Was that affecting you at all in the next play?
No, that wasn't affecting me. You know, I just tried to make a play when I shouldn't have tried to make a play. And, you know, it's what we talked about in the preseason. It's just a mistake that I can't make. You know, I was going to get sacked, so I tried to throw the ball. It was on my back foot, didn't get enough on it. Just can't do that, and, you know, I learned from that.
On the last play, I mean – obviously, you respect the decision, but as a quarterback, I'm sure you want to go for that. Did you try and get Coach to kind of change his mind, let you guys go for it?
I thought we were going for it, but Coach, you know, in a dome, 62 is, I mean, it's far, but it's not that far in a dome. There's no wind or anything like that. So Coach opted to go for the field goal, and, you know, I got on a knee, and I had faith that we were going to make that field goal. So you just can't – you don't try to second guess what Coach is doing or say, I wish we would have went for it.
Lessons from a first NFL loss at all? What's that like for you?
I don't take losing very well, and no one should. And the day you do, the day you start taking losses well is the day you should stop playing. So you just got to continue to stay on the grind, stay positive. Don't act like it didn't happen, but don't let it hold you down for the next week.
Robert, did you notice any difference in the open area you had to throw over the middle of the field? The Saints last week, their linebackers were coming up on the zone read. Did the Rams adjust and take some of that away?
Well, they play a lot of Tampa too, and they move their Mike backer deep so that he can play up and play back at the same time. So some of the windows were smaller, but we still hit them in there. You know, the guys were being tough today, catching those balls and getting hit.
Did you feel like they knew you or had a little bit better read on you than the Saints did last week?
I mean, like I said, we moved the ball. You know, we had a couple big plays that we missed. You know, that would have reflected in the yardage. So it's not that they knew us any better. Today they just played better than we did.
Do you feel like the Rams were more physical both during play and after play than the Saints were?
I don't think so. Like I said, the game did get out of hand as far as the physicality, but we're men, so we can handle ourselves out there. And we did handle ourselves out there. Unfortunately, we just didn't come away with the win.
The fact that it got out of hand, as you said, do you feel that contributed to the mistake that Josh made at the end, losing his composure a little bit?
You know, in reference to that, one guy doesn't win or lose the game for you. So Josh will learn from that. You know, of course, you know, he thinks he gets a first down. I thought he got a first down, and he flips the ball. It's just something he can't do. He knows that. And he'll learn from it and move forward from there. But you know, it is what it is now.
Robert, we'll take a just few more.
In the nature of football, how difficult can it be for a player to control his emotions at times?
It's an emotional game. You're going to have emotional highs, and what you try to do is limit your emotional lows. And that game was a very emotional game. So it is difficult. But the game of football is difficult, and we got guys that can handle that.
What do you learn from this going forward?
forward? Like, what do you take from this game going forward for the season?
I mean, it was a very tough game as far as, you know, just being in it. It was a thriller. You know, you never know who was going to come out on top, who's going to have the ball last, things like that. But for the most part, we're the only ones that can stop ourselves. That's the way I look at it. They played very well on defense, not taking anything away from them. They have a great defensive team. But, you know, only we can stop ourselves, and that's something that I'll echo to the team.
Robert, on the second touchdown that you ran in, do you have the option to throw there, or is that you running the whole way?
No, it's just a split read, run pass, pass read, and they gave me the run read, so I ran it.
On the first touchdown, can you just tell me what you're reading there? Because it was obviously a very good fake, but you had kind of taken off before you made the fake, if I remember there.
Tell me when I split the defenders.
On the first touchdown, you kind of took off immediately and then did the read option fake, I think.
No, it was just another read option, and you know they came down. I pulled it. Had to run through a few arm tackles to get in the end zone, but it was a very simple play.
Thanks, Robert.